Walmart employee narrowly dodges death after being stabbed in store parking lot. By Lowell Coffee Law on April 4, 2026. A North Carolina woman has been charged with stabbing a Walmart employee in the neck in the store's parking lot, narrowly missing her carotid artery and wielding the knife with such force it reached the victim's lung. Greensboro police were dispatched to the Walmart on Tuesday evening, March 31, responding to a report of an altercation to discover the female employee suffering from a serious stab wound. The unidentified victim was rushed to a nearby hospital for treatment. A Greensboro news outlet obtained an arrest warrant that laid out what happened. The Walmart employee was sitting in her car in the parking lot when a car pulled up next to her, local Fox 8 News reported, for the warrant. A passenger exited the vehicle and allegedly wheeled a shopping cart into the victim's car. Then the passenger, identified by police as Tokia Monique Brown, apparently said something to the victim, prompting the employee to get out of her car. The defendant, Brown, stabbed the victim in her neck, a prosecutor said. Her injuries include a cut across her carotid artery, and the wound was deep enough to reach the top of her left lung. If the carotid artery had been severed, the victim would have bled out in from 2 to 5 minutes, resulting in certain death. The blade reportedly was attached to the suspect's keychain. Co-workers called 911 after the victim went into the store. The injuries turned out to be not life-threatening but did require surgery, the outlet reported. The entire incident was reportedly caught on Walmart's surveillance cameras. Greensboro police located Brown in the car on a nearby street and took her into custody. She has been charged with assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill and is being held without bond in the Guilford County Jail. Contributor Lowell Caulfield is the best-selling author of the Los Angeles crime novel Below the Line and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.